Listen to WMAL, the number one voice in Washington.
From the early 60s to the late 80s, Andy Ockershausen, or Andy O, as all of the city knew him, was the general manager of WMAL AM 63. By far, in its time, Washington's top billing and top rated full service radio station. Full service.
It means news up to four times an hour from ABC and our own news team. We've won more awards than any other radio station in the area. It means music in stereo, fantastic sports coverage, weather, traffic reports, community events.
Those community events were Andy O's secret sauce. He made sure Harden and Weaver were going to Lions Club luncheons, that Tom Gager was hosting Navy band concerts, and Bill Mayhew was playing charity golf events.
We had to become a bigger part of our town. I want everybody involved in this radio station to do something in the public, because if you give it, you get it back in spades.
Andy practiced what he preached. He was a constant at every community event and cocktail party of note, armed with a sharp wit and a sarcastic tongue, pressing flesh and networking decades before anyone knew what that was called. Redskins legend Sonny Jurgensen was one of Andy's best friends, and he saw the man work a room and own the room time and again.
He knows everybody, and he's talking to everybody. If you go to Cafe Milano, wherever you go, there are very few people that he doesn't know in Washington.
Andy didn't care if you were a janitor or a CEO. He treated everyone the same from the mailroom to the boardroom. He once told Washington Archbishop Theodore McCarrick that his favorite cardinal was actually Stan Musial. And longtime local publisher Bill Rigardi recalls the time he brought Andy up to Jack Kent Cook's owner's box at a Redskins game.
Jack looks down after the Redskins had scored a touchdown, and Andy is sitting on my lap. And Jack looks down and just says, "Oh, Willie, what am I going to do?" And with that, Andy plants a kiss on my cheek. I did not get invited to the next game.
Andy eventually moved on to a career in television, first at Channel 50, later at Home Team Sports, which later became Comcast Sportsnet. He spent 20 years there connecting young account executives to his unmatchable list of contacts and making friendships with athletes who were decades younger than him, among them former Redskin Fred Smoot.
There was one time they hired a really a big-time coach. You're too young, but he came out of Texas or someplace, came to Mississippi.
Oh, no, my guy, Jackie Sherrill.
Jackie Sherrill.
That's my coach. That's who recruited
me. I didn't think you were that old. I'm
dead old, Andy. Old. I told you, the car looks good on the outside, but the motor is no good in the inside.
Andy's heart, however, never did leave WMAL. He would often call in with a news tip, and on perhaps the most tragic day of our lifetimes, he did more than that.
There has been an explosion. There is a fire at the Pentagon here in Washington.
And Andy Ockershausen is on the line with us right now.
Andy, what do you have?
No, I'm right about 200 yards from the Pentagon. And definitely something hit that building. I was on Army-Navy Drive when an airplane came over very low. I did not see it, but I heard it. And I can tell you that black smoke is billowing.
Andy's knowledge of the landscape and detailed reports were instrumental in WMAL winning the Edward R. Murrow Award for our September 11th coverage. Andy still had a final act under his belt thanks to his wife Janice, who got her start at WMAL, became Harden and Weaver's producer, and later a top sales executive before launching her own successful media company.
Janice has suggested to me we ought to do a podcast because we know so much and have so many things going. And I said, "What's a podcast?" And then we simplified it but made it a radio without transmitter.
Andy used the studios of WMAL to interview more than 200 people, Washingtonians like himself who made a difference, and others who were just fortunate to know him.
This is our town. Andy Ockershausen, and I'm talking with the news director of the greatest radio station in the world, WMAL. And John Matthews, who grew up here.
Yes, I did. And I have Andy and Janice both to thank for my career. Just one of many people who can say the same thing. Andy was loved by most of the people he ever met, and he gave that love right back. On the occasion of his 80th birthday at the height of the Great Recession, he said this.
And I appreciate all of you so much, and I especially appreciate this community, which I find is a fabulous place to live, to grow up, to work, to give. And it's going to go on for a long time. Things are rough right now, but we've been through it before, and we will come back. As soon as we get that Geico order, we'll all be in shape.
Yes, Andy O sure loved closing a deal, but he loved our town even more. Andy Ockershausen was 92. I'm John Matthews.